shock over a Memphis police video. I'm Jill Nato, Fox News. Protests in Memphis staying mostly peaceful after the release of a video showing five officers beating Tyre Nichols for a full 3 minutes.
Officers appear to kick, punch, and pepper spray the 29-year-old black motorist Nichols heard repeatedly screaming for his mom. The five officers involved, who are all black, have been fired and face charges including second-degree murder, assault, and kidnapping. President Biden says he is outraged and deeply pained by the footage. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Demonstrations also held Friday night in Chicago, Washington, Atlanta, and several other cities. New body cam footage, 911 calls, and surveillance video reveal more on the violent assault against Paul Pelosi. A California court ordered the release of the material of last fall's attack.
San Francisco police see an intruder with a hammer and Paul Pelosi.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
What happens next is chilling.
What is going on? Right,
the body cam footage reveals the brutal attack against former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 82-year-old husband in October. More surveillance video at the Pelosi's San Francisco home shows the suspect, David DePap, breaking through a door with a hammer earlier that morning.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, the suspect in the attack, apparently unrepentant, calling into Fox TV affiliate KTVU Friday saying he should have come better prepared. He's facing charges of attempted murder. Dozens of people reported hurt in a multi-car pileup south of Madison in Beloit, Wisconsin. State police say Interstate 3990 was closed off for several hours. They blame whiteout conditions. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Gunfire erupted at a synagogue in East Jerusalem Friday.
Seven people were killed, several injured, including three critically, when a gunman opened fire at a synagogue in East Jerusalem. The gunman, being described as Palestinian, was shot and is killed, according to reports. It happened, according to accounts, as worshipers were leaving the synagogue after Friday night prayers. There are reports that children were among the casualties. The area around that synagogue is now locked down. It's not believed there are any other gunmen involved.
Fox's Greg Palcott. President Biden calling the shooting an attack on the civilized world. It came after Israeli troops killed nine Palestinians in a raid in the West Bank. A federal judge has ruled taxpayers in New York will have to cover legal fees for a former governor.
New York State should pay former Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal bills as he defends himself against a lawsuit accusing him of sexually harassing a state trooper. That ruling from a judge Friday in response to a lawsuit by Cuomo against New York Attorney General Letitia James, arguing she violated state law by denying him public assistance for his defense. Cuomo resigned as governor in 2021 amid a litany of sexual harassment allegations. The unidentified trooper filed a lawsuit last year arguing Cuomo violated her civil rights by making sexual remarks and inappropriately touching her while she worked on his security detail. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel is staying on the job after winning an election contest against former Trump attorney Harmeet Dillon and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. But she says this is absolutely the last time she's running.
This is my last term as chair. I'm saying it on Fox News. It's done. This is my last term.
She's going into an unprecedented fourth term as RNC chair. I'm Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.